Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are excited about what the Lord is doing. We just want to wish all of you a very happy new year. And may the Lord forever bless and keep each and every one of you. We are very glad to be back on air with all of you. And may the Lord bless you. It is a wonderful day, a wonderful happy new year. And we wish all of you a very, very happy, happy new year. And at this time, won't you come with us as we go into service already in progress, where we are being exalted in the things of God. And, it is such a wonderful time to be exalted. Come together around with us as we go and be encouraged in the Word of God today.
Joy with God and plan with God. Yes. Oh, ba. It's a walk to little God. Little people interested in writing.
Wow.
supernatural day. Expect a supernatural year. You say, well, how can I expect it? But you know, whenever, glory be to God, a woman is pregnant, expecting, but before she gets to that point of expecting, she has to build a relationship with her lover or her husband or whomever is going to do the impregnation. Glory to God, expecting what God is doing, what God is planning you to become expected, to become expecting what God. You have to, first of all, build that relationship with the Lord. Build it with Him. Build it so He can download into your spirit and impregnate you with what He is going to do. He already has a plan. Got to get present. You got to become expectant of what He's going to do. And how do you do that? By what? Building that relationship with Him. By being in His presence, sitting at His feet, praying, developing your prayer life, developing your word life, whatever you hear that you say. Glory be to God. Fasting, you got to turn that plate down. Can't eat every day. Oh, I'm sick. Well, that's what's happening. You're eating too much toxins. Money. You're not giving God any time. You got a fast. You got to turn that plate. Give the body a chance to cleanse itself, to recycle itself, to purify itself. Glory be to God. The Bible declares something only comes to it by what? Fasting and prayer. Glory to God. So you got to build that relationship with Him. Glory be to God. And expect God this year as never before. And every day you ought to go out expecting a supernatural day. Glory be to God. Believe in a supernatural favor. Believe in a supernatural healing. Believe in a supernatural miracle. Believe in a supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. Even believe in the supernatural finances. Glory be to God. Believe in the supernatural wealth. Believe in the supernatural abundance. Believe in the supernatural favor. This is the year of the supernatural. Year 2016. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when you go out believing, and you will see God show up, and God will show out in amazing ways. Glory be to God. You will experience many who would have thought. Glory be to God. They'll be saying, who would have thought? But oh, I'm telling you, blessings, explosive blessings that will bless you to a whole new dimension in the Lord. And when you look back, you can say without a doubt, this was not an average day. This was not, glory be to God, a mediocre day. You'll be able to say this was a supernatural day. And my God, this is a supernatural year for you and for me. This is a late year. That's right. Most February has only got 28 days. But to prove how this is such a supernatural year for you and for me, this is a late year. So how do we allow the Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, to lead me forward? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. And into your destiny. Father, we pray today. We know this is our year. Supernatural connection. Supernatural opportunity. Supernatural favor. And we give you praise. Supernatural deliverance. Supernatural connection. Supernatural favor far and beyond. Glory be to God. Supernatural increase. Supernatural wealth exchange. We give you praise. Supernatural abundance. Supernatural overflow. Glory be to God. And we give you praise for the supernatural. For what you're doing even now, even now, even at this very moment, there's a supernatural exchange made on our behalf. And Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for this supernatural connection. But for those that are listening right now, this is a supernatural connection. Father, we want to thank you for directing our steps. For directing our steps. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it is so. This name. For we believe in God. And we believe in the supernatural divine divinity of Almighty God. And oh, my Lord, get ready, get ready. Right now, get ready, hallelujah, and expect, the time is now, the place is right here. Glory be to God, the day is right now. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Don't you never rule out the power of supernatural increase. God can bring one opportunity across your path today that will thirst you to a whole brand new level. God has explosive blessings that can blast you out of debt and into abundance. And if that means anything for somebody, you want to lift your hands and declare right now, I receive it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. And I receive it in Jesus' name. And it is so. Even so, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day to be here to share with you on the Lifeline. If you want to send some shouts out to Pastor Williams, our primary host, that still was blessed out. And he's working out, hallelujah, on the 9 to 5. Glory be to God around the clock hour. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we give God praise and send some shouts out to him and praying for you. But we know, hallelujah, every time you get a chance, we hear your voice, you will be with us, and we're just here holding it together until you can return for as long as the Lord says. All right? God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. May God ever bless you. And we send a shout out to all of the other hosts who are assisting Pastor Weaves in this great divine project assignment of God. I want to let you know that we appreciate you all, the love of God, and happy new year to each one of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. This is the thing. Some of you call me hallelujah. You call me all kind of names. But when I was born, my mother didn't name me. My aunt named me. And then my dad didn't like the name. My aunt gave it. And then my dad changed the name. And Lord be to God, why don't you go to God? Right here, each and every one of you on the Lifeline. Give God praise. And we bless God for what He's doing. A brand new year, 2016. Oh, bless His name. The year of the supernatural. Oh, get ready to experience a year of the supernatural in your life. And we give God praise. We thank God for what He's doing. Even now, for the glory of God. For the glory of God. And I do want to thank God, amen. Glory be to God, so that we are in association with, those that we are in network with, everyone, however way you are part of the Lifeline, thank God for your church, our international family, all of which we are a subsidiary of the First Roots. Thank God for them, Dr. Johnson, and his hallelujah. And the spiritual awakening that allowed people all over the world to tap in. Glory be to God, to be inspired on a daily basis. We thank God for him. Thank God for him. Bless him. Thank God, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for our GDI, which is also our international ministry. Glory be to God. Hopefully, we are covering. Hopefully, his mission can continue. Glory be to God, and covering for so many, and we thank God for him as well. And shout out to our Dr. Bishop Hagan, Miracle Temple, to all the Grace Deliverance Incorporated family, our Hagan Temple, to LIA, to TIA. Oh, my God, the list goes on and on. I'm about to get in trouble. So please don't allow me to call everybody and everybody. Branch, because I'd be here all day, and our time is only limited. I want to thank God for each and every one of you. Also, thank God, amen, for higher reach, our portals with the special area of finances. attention to me. Thank God for the higher reach, our portal network. Hallelujah. God bless. Dr. Bow, shout out to them. What a great job that they're doing. Bring them awareness to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God for each and every one of you. All of my, I know we probably got in trouble already trying to, you know, to be mindful of each and every one. But definitely the loudest thing, each and every one of you, thank God for how you. Amen. To upbuild the body of Christ. Look, this is here for the body of Christ. This is your year. This is the year of the supernatural for the body of Christ. Good, everybody. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready and enjoy what God has planned, what God has just for you. Oh, my. I love you all with the love of God. We'll go see you on YouTube. Friday, amen. The work that we do on the personal basis, I'm going to ask you all
without yielding
a battle. We are in a real battle. And the Spirit of the Living God wants you to stand fast. Stand means to resist without yielding. Stand means to maintain a position. To persist. To endure. To remain upright. To encounter. To be face to face. Stand fast. Oh, my friend, oh, my sister, oh, my brother. As a child of God, you are an heir of God. You are required to stand. Stand in that place that is already yours. This place has been delivered to you through and by the cross of Jesus Christ. So stand that in that place that is already yours. Do not in any way surrender to the enemy. Do not in any way surrender to the enemy. Don't surrender to a rising of the enemy in any way, shape, form. But submit to God. When you submit to God, hallelujah, then you are standing fast and you are resisting the devil. And when you resist the devil will go. The Bible says the devil will flee. But the only way the devil will flee is if you resist the devil. And when you stand for Jesus, you are resisting the devil. Note, and this is a secret, never in any scripture that you may recall, never in any scripture as you may recall, did Jesus at any time, Jesus did not use the word of God to attack the devil. He used the word to maintain the victory that he already had. So, you want to do the same thing. You do not want to use the word of God to attack the devil, but you want to use the word of God maintain the victory that God has already given to you. The Bible says here, having done all, what you going to do? Stand. Having done all, what you going to do? And how are you going to stand? I'm going to stand firm. I will not yield to the devil's scheme because he's so full of schemes. He is the masterminded schemer. I will not yield to the devil's scheme, but I will hold fast to the word of God. Oh, sister, oh, brother, hold fast to the word of God. Having done all, what will you declare? Having done all, when I've done everything I know to do, when it feels like I don't have any more strength, when it feels like I can't go on any further any longer, oh, when I've done everything, then what am I going to do? Having done all, I'm going to stand. When I've done everything in the fiber of my being, when I've given it all, when it feels like I don't have any more strength to laugh, I'm going to stand. What am I going to do? I'm going to stand. Stand firm. I will not yield. And you got to tell yourself, I will not yield to the devil's scheme. But I will hold fast. Oh, grab it around your heart. I will do what? I will hold fast. Hold fast to the word of God. Do not yield to the devil's scheme, but hold fast to the word of God. Stand in faith on that solid rock. Tell yourself, I'm going to stand in faith on that solid rock. Jesus, you are my foundation. I will not be moved. The enemy is roaring, but I will not allow his roar to frighten me. I'm going to stand fast. I will not be, hallelujah, a captive of a negative circumstance. The roar of the enemy, glory to God, fire. I will not be moved by his roar. I will not be moved by negative circumstances. What's going on in your body right now is negative circumstances. And the devil wants you to tap in and make you think you are sick, make you think you are dying, make you think it's over. But those are negative circumstances. Don't give in to the negative, because you already know what the report is. Jesus has already given you a good report, a positive report, and he already declared to you, even in the midst of the pain, glory be to God, that by his stripes you are already healed. So don't give in to the negative circumstances. Don't give in to the negative situation. Stand firm. Stand violent. Stand strong. Stand strong. Stand strong. But with God on your side, but with God on my side, but with God on our side, who can be against us? Stand strong, my friend. Stand strong. Stand strong. Oh, my Lord. See, where our time has come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But stand strong. Glory be to God. Bless your holy name. Oh, Lord. As an ambassador before you, O Lord God, we will bless your holy name, and we will serve you in obedience. O Father God, hallelujah, we will stand in the victory that has been won. You won the victory for us. Father, for the battle is not ours, but the battle is yours. O God, O God, O God, we are more than a conqueror. In Christ Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you. As your ambassador before you today, we will bless your holy name. Oh, and we will serve you in obedience. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Now bless everyone. Bless everyone under the sound of our voice. In the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to get ready to dismiss today. Glory be to God. I want you, hallelujah, to declare this dismissal. Glory be to God. All over your life. Glory be to God. Joshua 1 and 9. Joshua 1 and 9 is our dismissal today. Joshua 1 and 9. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Joshua 1 and 9. Everybody shout Joshua 1 and 9. Joshua 1 and 9. Joshua 1 and 9. That's our dismissal for today. And until we meet again at the next session, may God richly bless and keep me, is our prayer. And we'll call it on, hallelujah, all of the other hosts. Glory be to God. We'll pledge allegiance. Amen. That they're going to work out on Monday evening, Monday night. Well, they're going to work Tuesday at 11:30. Glory be to God. They're going to work out. Y'all, you already know what the setup, even before our primary host left.